We thank you, Lord God, for all that you have given us, for the gift of life itself and the gift of faith, and for the faith of people that we have known across the years, who in the midst of great uncertainties, we remember how they walked with a quiet dignity. For those uncertain souls whom a crisis discovered that their faith was larger than they thought. For kind folk that we remember, who never seemed to waver or question, and yet did not look down on us whose faith was shaky. We thank you most of all for your Son Jesus, who through his faithfulness has won for us a place in eternal glory. God of infinite wisdom, power and love, send the renewing breath of your Holy Spirit to those for whom now we pray. For family, our neighbours, for folk who are finding these days hard, folk confused or depressed or suffering or sad or heartbroken or worn out or ashamed or anxious or lonely. For folk grown too old and too infirm, who sometimes think they are no use to anyone. For young folk, especially any who have set their feet on a road that will lead to unhappiness or worse, self-destruction. And for those who, though they love them, are powerless to help them. For folk scarred by circumstances, who in the name of Christ have long struggled against the trouble that has befallen them, or hurt inflicted upon them by others, and are tempted to give up the struggle and give in. For folk who are deeply sad this morning, who after the death of a child or a partner, find it hard to see the point of going on, and every morning struggle to summon the strength to try again. For children in poverty, for people at war, and nations in turmoil, and today we remember especially the people who suffer such unspeakable horror in Syria. We pray for weary Christians whose enthusiasm for the gospel is ebbing away. Send your Holy Spirit upon them. Where your church is influential or ignored, thriving or struggling, in city or country, divided or ununited, persecuted or at peace, enthusiastic or dispirited, send your Spirit and revive your people, we pray. To these and all your people, O God, send the wind of that same Spirit and bring us all into that robust and resilient faith which you alone can give. Lord Jesus Christ, though with these earthly eyes we cannot see you, still we know and feel your nearness and know that you will lead us and never leave us. And though we cannot see those whom we have loved and lost a while, who have passed from our sight through death, we know and feel their nearness too. And if it be your will, tell them that we love them still, so that with them in this mysterious communion, which is the church, we are glad to know your nearness to us all. And all this we ask through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord.